Can you speak about your personal relationship with His Holiness and when you first met him and how he's affected your life?
I had been a practicing Buddhist for some time, since my early 20s, and it was the Zen tradition was what I was drawn to at first. And I had a very strong impulse to go to Tibet when I was, I think I was 29. And a very close friend of mine had just written a book about the Tibetan diaspora and their history and their political situation and what it meant to be in exile for them. The book was called In Exile from the Land of Snows, John Avedon. It was a wonderful book if people want to get the basic history of what happened to the Tibetans. And he said, look, why don't you just go to Dharamsala, because the Dalai Lama is there. The community is really outside of Tibet now since the Chinese invasion. And most of the high lamas are there now, and you're going to have a free experience in Tibet. It's going to be highly controlled. You'll just be giving money to the Chinese government. So I did go there, and His Holiness agreed to meet me after I was there for about a week or 10 days, at which point I had met everyone, from the children's village to the handicrafts group to this school, the library, the meditators up in the mountains, to the monasteries and the convents and everything else. So I was kind of a card-carrying Tibetan by the time I left there. But he deeply touched me, profoundly touched me, and with the simplicity of the voice that he has in sections of this book. I mean, much of this book is very advanced philosophical talk. The language is very much that way. His Holiness gives all kinds of teachings, but the level of this at times is quite high and challenging in terms of its concepts and what it's dealing with and how it deals with it. I think much of this is intended for Harvard PhDs, and many of us are going to stumble through a lot of this material. But it is the heart of what Buddhism is about, just the issues that are in this book. In any event, His Holiness has been a teacher and friend of mine for 25 years now. I don't think anything that I have done since then has not in some way related to what he represents to me as a person, but I think also to this planet. He's such an extraordinary being.